This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. All you got to do, dial on in here, toll-free. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can do like Gene the Christian Anarchist did there in the last hour and call in through our Matrix chat server, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris,
should you wish to get on that Matrix server, just go to chat.lrn.fm. You'll get a webpage that will give you the instructions on how to get in there. That's chat.lrn.fm. We've been talking about geofence warrants. Chris, you brought up a story from, was it Zero Hedge, I think?
Yeah, Zero Hedge.
About this. And we were sort of speaking about what's the legality of these warrants, and I was sort of taking the devil's advocate side of, well, the state's going to argue that this is a specific thing they're looking for in a specific place, meaning Google servers and information about a certain area. But it turns out they actually did go to court this year.
Yeah.
So actually, there sounds like there's at least two cases.
So what are they saying? What is EFF? Is it?
So EFF put out a press release on July 2nd of this year in regards to a case out of San Francisco that was supposed to be heard on August 25th. So I looked a little further. Mm-hmm. And I found a news piece from August 25th, but it's not about the San Francisco case. So I think there's more than one case that's in play right now. So
makes sense.
Here is the actual ruling, not on the San Francisco case, but on a different case.
Right.
This from a federal court. So it's not even a court of appeals. It's still lower level federal
court. That's kind of what I figured. Well, it's usually a good sign if it's being thrown out a federal court.
So the story here from BloombergLaw.com, a geofence warrant application submitted by officers investigating the theft of prescription drugs to obtain mobile phone location information from Google was denied as too broad by a federal district court in Illinois. In what is said is the first federal court case analyzing the Fourth Amendment requirements for geofence warrants, the opinion by Judge Gabriel A. Fuentes of the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Illinois said the application cast too broad a net to survive scrutiny. A geofence is a virtual fence around a particular location for particular times. Because the government knows that an unknown suspect entered two locations to receive and ship stolen medication, the investigators want Google to disclose anonymized data about cell phones within the specific areas for a 45-minute time period on specific dates so they can analyze the data and identify the suspect. Now, here's what I want to know. How does anonymized data allow them to
anonymize? So it's pseudo-anonymized, is really what you would say. So you don't know, looking at just one set of data, who it is, maybe, but by looking at two sets of data, then you can match it up and figure it out.
But the answer is, say you have a token for each possible suspect, you figure out which token represents the person you think is a suspect,
and then
you go back to the bank and you say, or you go back to the phone company and you say, okay, who was this token?
Gotcha. So they use the anonymized data to say, oh, well, this phone, whichever one this is, crossed into the area of the crime directly, so we want to know who this person is. So they're arguing that, well, because it's anonymous, therefore it should be legal.
That doesn't mean they don't have your data. That's the problem, though. They're still invading everybody else's privacy in the process, even if it's anonymized.
Well, they don't know who you are, purportedly.
They don't, but they still have your data. It's still like...
They have data about you without knowing that it's you.
Right,
but then they can get information about you later.
Yeah, so just because you have something that's private of mine, just because you don't know who I am doesn't necessarily mean it's not violating my privacy. Just because you have a picture of somebody who is doing some sort of undress and you don't have their name doesn't mean that it's not invading that person's privacy, assuming it's the government, right?
So this is the third time that investigators have applied for the geofence warrant, said the court. each of the previous applications were too broad, and although the government continues to narrow the scope, the application here is similarly broad. So this judge apparently has denied this now three times in a row, at least.
Which is kind of surprising, because the judges have been like, oh, it's okay to search an entire apartment complex with 20 different apartments in it, and they've allowed those cases to be like, oh, yeah, it was, you know, it was okay because a judge signed off on it, even though 20 different apartments? Like, that's not a specific place and thing to be searched.
The application seeks the location histories of all individuals who enter the fence without probable cause to justify accessing that information for most of them, said the court. Although the information will be anonymous, the warrant also puts no limitation on the government's discretion about how it will go about selecting a suspect, it said. The government's qualifying language in the application that it will only use the information that, quote, identifies individuals who committed or witnessed the offense, unquote, spells out no procedure for Google to figure out who those people are, said the court. Although geofence warrants aren't categorically unconstitutional, their applications must comply with the constitutional protections of individual privacy. According to the court, the government simply can't rummage where it pleases to see what turns up. So in this case, it was denied.
Yeah, it's like saying, you know, somebody accessed, you know, and this is the crazy thing. The courts have routinely allowed, you know, abuse of the whole warrant system by saying, you know, okay, well, there's a router at this location, you know, access, internet access, and because the wireless, you know, they had an open wireless, so there was no password on it. Well, some neighbor could have accessed it. So now all of a sudden, not only do they get to search the house that, you know, has the wireless access point, but also the neighbor's house.
That's scary.
Yeah, and this has been like okayed by, you know, by judges. It's really disturbing.
So, and then I do have the piece from the EFF, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and they looked at this earlier this year and announced, Jennifer Lynch writing for them, should police be able to force Google to turn over identifying information on every phone within a certain geographic area, potentially hundreds or thousands of devices, just because a crime occurred there? We don't think so. As we argued in an amicus brief filed recently in People versus Dawes, a case in San Francisco's Superior Court, so this is a California local case, this is a general search and violates the Fourth Amendment. The court scheduled to hear the defendant's motion to quash August 25th, but we'll have to look and see if there's been an update on this. In 2018, San Francisco police were trying to figure out who robbed a house in a residential neighborhood. They didn't have a suspect. Instead of using traditional investigative techniques to find the culprit, they turned to a new surveillance tool, the geofence warrant that we've talked about. Unlike traditional warrants, the geofence warrant doesn't start with a suspect or even an account. It instead directs Google to search a vast database of location history to identify every device for which Google has data that happened to be in the area around the time of the crime, regardless of whether the owner has any link at all to the crime under investigation. Because these investigations start with the location before they have a suspect, they're also frequently called reverse location searches. Google has a particularly robust, detailed, and searchable collection of location data, and to our knowledge, it's the only company that complies with these warrants. Much of what we know about the data Google provides to police and how it provides that data comes from a declaration and amicus brief that Google filed in a Virginia case called U.S. versus Chatry. According to Google, the data it provides to police comes from its database called Sensor Vault, where it stores location data for one of its services called Location History. And you can look this up, by the way, for yourself if you have a
Google
device.
And that's turned on by default. If you've ever retraced your steps to find your phone, that's what you use.
Google collects this history data from different sources, including Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, cell networks. Makes it much more precise than just the cellular location information, and allows Google to estimate a device's location within 20 meters or less.
Yeah, so this is very precise data that they collect on you. You can turn this off on your phone.
Supposedly.
Maybe.
This is
you can turn off. They're telling you what it says in order to. So you can get your phone back, though.
I'm pretty confident that when you turn it off, it actually is turned off in this case. But it may be turned on again. You know, by Google or something else of that nature. You know, depending on what else it asks you or prompts you or updates or something. But
well, Google says about 1/3 of its users have opted in to location history.
That's actually telling because it means that 2/3 haven't, right? So,
yes.
So people are turning it off, and
that's kind of good.
Yeah, that's good. But that also is telling that that also means that they've even less likely, or it's even less likely that they will find the right person who, you know, committed a crime, right? Because now it's even
you know, you before you may have said, well, if everybody has this on, except for like the few people running LineageOS, then all of a sudden it says there's a good chance that you will find the suspect. On this, on the other hand, if nobody has it on or almost nobody has it on, then the chances of you finding the suspect is unlikely, and therefore the warrant shouldn't be issued for that reason.
Coming up, the EFF shares how police have been increasingly seeking this access over the recent years. The numbers have been going up pretty dramatically of these warrants. Google states it's received 1,500% more in 2018 than 2017. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Corpchak, his coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. Harold, the Border Collie pit mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before.
DINOVITE .com.
Dynavite will give them a beautiful, lustrous coat. It will make you smile.
Get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE .com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. government moves to regulate cryptocurrencies after the Attorney General publishes enforcement framework. $4.8 billion still missing from the Silk Road. Some of the oldest bitcoins were just moved. Is Satoshi Nakamoto back in the game? Publicly traded companies move more cash into Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
What if the United States and Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com. Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk. Talk Live. Dial in. Bring up what you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can join us on our chat server over at chat.lrn.fm. And that's where we get the instructions on how to get connected there with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
Coming up in the summer of 2021, ForkFest 2021 will be happening. We were actually, Chris, you and I were just talking with some of the visitors in town tonight about ForkFest. A lot of people haven't heard about it yet, so.
That's hard to believe.
No, it's not. What are you talking about? You're joking, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's still a lot of libertarians that don't even know about the migration to New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah, you for know? Sure. It's kind of a secret almost. It's got to be a small minority of libertarians, to be honest.
That know about it, you
yeah.
mean?
Yeah.
So this is a great excuse for you to come on up and celebrate Independence Day to and being around other freedom-loving people here in the Shire. It's going to be June 28th through July 4th at Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's decentralized, which means that there's no bureaucracy, there's no organization, there's no ticket price. It's just to get your RV site, get your campground, your camp spot, or your motel room there at Rogers. There's different options for you. And then do whatever you want. You know, hang out with other freedom-loving people, or maybe create a thing for other people to do. Maybe put together a poker game or, I don't know, a musical performance, a play, or whatever you want to do. It's up to you. You create it. Everything that happens there, the food that people are making, it's all decentralized. It's up to each individual what to bring to the table. So head over to forkfest.party to learn more about it and mark your calendar June 28th through July 4th, 2021. It's definitely not too late to get in touch with Rogers Campground. They are probably shut down mostly for the winter, but they do still check, I believe, messages and emails. So you should still be able to register your room or register your campsite, etc. Forkfest.party. We are talking about these geofencing warrants, and the Electronic Frontier Foundation is against them. In fact, they filed an amicus brief in a case out of San Francisco, People versus Dawes. This is in San Francisco Superior Court, where the police have been snatching up large amounts of data from Google about where you are. If you happen to be in the vicinity of a crime, then you might be a suspect. And so they're asking a lot for these police departments are increasingly asking for this information. According to the Electronic Frontier Foundation story here, they say that over the last few years, the warrants reportedly date back to 2016, but Google states it received 1,500% more geofence warrants in 2018 than it did in 2017, and 500% more in 2019 than in 2018. So you're talking about tremendous year-after-year increases in the use of these warrants. Luckily, some people aren't just taking the guilty plea, and they are going to court, and that's why the EFF is weighing in on this situation here. According to the New York Times, the company received as many as 180 requests in a single week in the year of 2019. Geofence warrants typically follow a similar multi-stage process, which appears to have been created by Google. For the first stage, law enforcement identifies one or more geographic areas and time periods relevant to the crime. The warrant then requires Google to provide information about any devices identified by a numeric identifier that happen to be in the area within the given period of time. Google says that to comply with the first stage, it must search through its entire store of location history data to identify the responsive data on 10.
See, at that point,
so everybody in the United States,
they have become effectively government agents because they're working for the government to seek this data out.
They created
the
process.
They've been hired by the police.
They made this possible for them.
Yes, and I guarantee that they're getting paid for it, if not in cash, in favor and privileges.
Oh, Google definitely gets paid for it. There's, these companies, there's, I forget exactly what it is, but there's a certain fee that they usually get for responding to these sorts of requests. Yeah.
From the government? The government pays them?
Yeah, I do believe that is.
See, I would argue that if the government paid you to disclose the data, that guess what? You're a government employee and subject to the same restrictions they are.
Which isn't much. But yes.
Yeah, right.
Google has also
said enough to prevent them from doing that.
So they have to go through the entire store of location data history to identify responsive data. Data on tens of millions of users, nearly all of whom are located well outside the geographic scope of the warrant. Google has also said the volume of data it produces at this stage depends on the size and nature of the geographic area and length of time covered by the warrant, which vary considerably from one request to the next. But the company once provided the government with identifying information for nearly 1,500 devices.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
After Google releases the initial de-identified pool of responsive data, police then in the second stage demand Google provide additional location history outside of the initially defined area and time frame for a subset of users that the officers at their own discretion determine are, quote, relevant to their investigation. So again, that's where they get the supposedly anonymized data. They say, okay, well, we're interested in looking at these phones specifically, and that's this step two. Finally, in the third stage, officers demand Google provide identifying information for a smaller subset, including user's name, email address, device identifier, phone number, and other account information. Again, officers rely solely on their own discretion to determine the second subset and which devices to target for further investigation. There are many problems.
Completely unconstitutional.
There are many problems with this kind of search. First, most of the information provided to law enforcement in response to a geofence warrant does not pertain to individuals suspected of the crime.
Yep.
Second,
big problem right there.
And as not all device owners have opted into location history, search results are both over and under inclusive. And finally, Google has said there's only an estimated 68% chance that the user is actually where Google thinks they are. So the users Google identifies in response to the geofence warrant may not even be within the geographic area as defined by the warrant.
And you know the crazy thing is, this is the more accurate information that they're collecting, mm-hmm. like GPS data and stuff.
They don't know if you left your phone in your car.
No, they don't.
So maybe your car was there, maybe your phone was
right,
there, maybe
right,
you
right.
weren't.
Or you left it in the back of an Uber.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, or maybe you linked it out to your kid or, you know, who knows, any number of things. And the crazy thing is it gets even worse because this is the more accurate thing. They've also got they also get warrants for tower data. So there's cases where they basically have information on users based off of the specific tower they were connected to. But that doesn't mean it was the tower. The problem with that is that the tower information that they have doesn't tell anybody where the person was. It only tells what tower they were connected to.
So it's not triangulation data then.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So if they did something called a ping, they would have more specific location information as to where they were. But because it's just billing data, they effectively don't know if the person was at the scene of the crime or around the scene of the crime. They could be all the way across town because they're
however far the signal reaches
right,
to the tower.
Exactly. It depends on which tower their cell phone happened to connect to, and if the current closest tower is just overly busy or any other number of things, it will go to another tower. And maybe it's not the next closest tower. Maybe that was also busy.
Well, I mean, the tower, you know, here in Keene covers the entire city, right? It's right up on a hillside.
But you also have to remember that it depends on the area and other factors, right? So, they then go and they test. They get up on the stands, these forensics people testify on the stands, it has to be this person, and then the defense has to defend it, and they can't because public defenders don't have the tools to extract more precise data from people's phones, and they end up taking plea deals and all sorts of stuff usually.
There's a little more the EFF has to say about this, and we'll continue. Your thoughts are also welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about geofence warrants, and you can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
From New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter of the epic military fantasy saga of the Forgotten Warrior, when the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast. Only the traitor, Ashok Badal, and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. It is war he wants. It is war he will get. Bane Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st, wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more. On a multidimensional probe, the Syscom transtemporal vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, Syscom's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th, wherever books are sold. Visit BaneBooks at Bane.com for more.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden were appealing to voters at campaign events across the Midwest today. More than 80 million Americans have cast ballots in the U.S. presidential election, according to a tally from the U.S. Elections Project at the University of Florida, setting the stage for the highest participation rate in over a century. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that absentee ballots in Minnesota must be received by 8 p.m. on Election Day in order to be counted. This means election workers will not be able to count ballots that are received after Election Day. Instead, they'll be forced to set aside those ballots in case a court later allows them to be counted. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar tweeted, "Minnesota, don't put your ballots in the mail anymore. Make sure to vote in person." This is USA Radio News. President Trump will hold 14 rallies in the 3 days before Election Day. While jetting through the Midwest today, Trump touted the economic recovery in progress.
We had GDP up 33.1%. That was the biggest increase in the history of our country. And I think we're going to have some other good quarters, very good quarters. And I think next year, if you don't raise taxes like Biden wants to do, he wants to quadruple your tax.
Trump says he is banking on large rallies to carry him across the finish line, hoping the sheer enthusiasm of his supporters will be able to overcome polls that show him trailing Biden in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina, and narrowly leading or neck and neck with the Democratic nominee in Florida, Georgia, and Iowa. Joe Biden, meanwhile, has been less aggressive with his travel, visiting 3 states today. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the EFF, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, weighing in on the idea that we've been discussing for a good chunk of the show tonight, geofencing warrants, the idea that the police can just go to Google and demand information about who was in a certain area and all the phones that were in a specific area during a specific time when an alleged crime was committed, and then drill down even further to get information about specific phones from that data set, and then possibly come after you because you happen to be in the vicinity of something that happened.
Happen to be jogging by and somebody got murdered, and well, now you're the prime suspect because, well, nobody saw anybody else, and that the murderer didn't have their cell phone on them.
Smart enough to leave their phone at home, right? So it's Ian, Nobody, and Chris in the studio here tonight. But let's go back. Let's go to the phones, to the phone. We got David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yeah, shower time with Bubba. But 8-9 years ago, I'll tell you in a minute. 8-9 years ago, Facebook quoted me $150 per inquiry for a search warrant, to fill the warrant with whatever info.
How did they quote you on that? You're not a cop, right?
Well, I'm a lawyer because I was working on a case pro se, and so therefore I have the powers of my lawyer, and I was calling them up, telling them I needed to know how to serve them with a warrant, and the fee was $150.
Interesting.
You just said consecutively that you were a lawyer and you had the powers of your lawyer.
Well, acting as a lawyer for himself, yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's not an actual
lawyer. If you are party to a case and the case is filed and you have entered your appearance as a pro se or pro per litigant, you have all the powers of an attorney to serve search warrants.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're in Pennsylvania. And from out of state.
But
Pennsylvania will demand that you actually hire a certified lawyer, even in your own case, if you are out of state and you want to try to subpoena the video from a cop car after you get pulled over or something like that.
All right, so David, what else were you calling about tonight?
I lost a year of my shower time with Bubba. I'm really disappointed. Now I only have the possibility of showering with Bubba for 2 years instead of three because the DA of Bernie.
So you want part of your case? One part of your case, you're saying?
Yeah, the DA of Bernalillo County here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, surrendered to me today. I was too hard on him. I didn't want them to surrender. I wanted them to keep fighting because I'm enjoying the fight. But they surrendered on one of the four cases today. So I only have the possibility of showering with Bubba for 2 years instead of
so
three.
So what charges are you now facing?
I'm facing the one that, we'll put it this way, the one they dismissed or the one they surrendered on today was a use of the telephone to harass, threaten, annoy, intimidate. There's a couple other terms, a 30-20-12 in New Mexico is what they surrendered on. Ironically, there's still another identical charge, the same exact thing, that remains along with a stalking and a simple harassment.
And all of this is because you called a radio station at the college attempting to get on a talk show.
Yeah, KUNM, Let's Talk New Mexico, a KUNM call-in show.
Why do you think they dropped one of the two charges?
Well, because they know they're going to lose them all. I've been trying to get them to continue to fight because there are things that I'm gaining. I'm gaining some things from the fight, and they know they're going to lose. And so they've already offered a couple days ago. They said, well, we put a global put all the cases together, plea deal on the table.
Yeah, plea deal.
And
settlement.
I declined that, and then now 2 days later, they come with, well, we don't want to fight on this one anymore, so we're going to file to dismiss this one. And so that leaves three that they're still fighting on, and obviously they're going to try to surrender on those three, too, and I need to keep them fighting as long as I can because I like it.
This sounds like standard operating procedure for prosecutors. I mean, they will give you a little bit and a little bit more until they eventually get a plea deal out of you. I'm not surprised. You don't plead guilty, you know, if you're going to plead, and even if you are going to plead guilty, don't do it right away.
Have you noticed how tenaciously this guy calls the show?
Oh, yeah.
He's not going to take a plea.
Thank you, David, for the call tonight. I don't know if I would agree that... You know, I'm willing to go to court. I'm willing to stand up for myself, but I don't know if I would say I really like it.
Oh, no, I wouldn't either.
I'd rather be doing other things.
There's better things to be doing with my time than going to court.
But I will do it, and I won't pay a fine, and I won't let them push me around.
Oh, yeah.
But thank you, David. So I do appreciate where you're coming from, and thanks for the update on that. Let's go to a different David. This one's in Michigan, listening in Jackson to WKHM. Go ahead, David.
Well, good evening, gents. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
This may be a little bit over my head listening to coming in late after the high school football games, but is this just total government overreach as far as I'm looking at this? Or
what this? What are you referring to?
Well, the case in New Mexico, and of course the tens of thousands of laws on the books. I mean,
well, yeah, I mean, all that crap needs to go away. Yeah, I mean, that is a good question of, like, when are people going to say enough is enough? I mean, how many more thousands of laws that no one has ever read, mind you? I mean, including the politicians who voted on them.
They don't even read them when they pass
them.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's like...
I've actually got an interesting solution to that that I'm going to give up on. Nobody tells the truth.
You mean tonight at 10:30 Eastern Time on twitch.lrn.fm and dlive.lrn.fm?
Exactly.
So check that out, David. Maybe that'll be a more detailed conversation on the matter. But, yeah, there's a lot of – and thank you for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. And, you know, my only quibble with what David said there was government overreach. It's a common phrase that people use, a common saying. Any government is overreach.
Yeah.
Any the state is overreach. I don't want any of these people reaching into my life in any way, shape, or form, trying to tell me how to live, trying to tell me who I can associate with, what business I can do, how much money I got to pay them. I'm not interested in that.
Any theft is over theft, and any slavery is over slavery.
They absolutely.
Only ever add,
and I'm over it.
They only ever add to the restraints and restrictions that they put on free, otherwise free people. And I think that's part of the problem. It's, you know, they don't undo, they don't remove.
Almost never
anyway.
There have been a few times in New Hampshire, like they have shut down like a toll booth here and there in New Hampshire.
So I want to ask you this. The problem with this is, I think, do they ever add more or remove more laws than they add?
No, of course not.
That's the key right there.
It's only noteworthy
only
because
when they're at gunpoint.
It's only noteworthy when they remove a thing because it's so rare
that
happens.
Yeah.
So back to the EFF and these warrants that we've been discussing here, the geofencing warrants. They say these problems have led to investigations that ensnare innocent individuals. In one case, police sought detailed information about a man in connection with a burglary after seeing his travel history in the first step of a geofence warrant. However, the man's travel history was part of an exercise tracking app that he used to log months of bike rides, rides that happened to take him past the site of the burglary. Investigators eventually acknowledged that he shouldn't have been a suspect, but not until after the man hired an attorney at God knows what cost.
And spent 6 days in jail, and yeah, I know.
And
it's
after his life was upended for a time.
Mm.
The example shows why geofence...
Tell me about it. I went through 2 years of persecution for being a felon in possession of a garden tool.
Yeah, that was absolutely crazy.
The example shows why geofence warrants are so pernicious and why they violate the Fourth Amendment. They lack particularity because they don't properly and specifically describe an account or a person's data to be seized, and they result in overbroad searches that can ensnare countless people with no connection to the crime. These warrants leave it up to the officers to decide for themselves, based on no concrete standards, who is a suspect and who isn't. The Fourth Amendment was written specifically to prevent these kinds of broad searches.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about.
As we argued in the Dawes case, the geofence warrant is a digital analog to the general warrants issued in England.
Digital analog? Did they really say that?
They did. And colonial America that authorized officers to search anywhere they liked, including people or homes, simply on the chance that they might find someone or something connected with the crime under investigation. There's a little bit more here on the EFF, and we'll share that with you. And you can share your thoughts with us. Take control of the airwaves on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live here. Moments remain. Enough time for you if you want to join us now. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And in the studio with you here tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. Make sure you check out Chris's show. He's got Freedom Decrypted. It is a freedom-friendly tech show that happens on Saturday evenings, 5 p.m. Eastern time is the start. What's it? Usually an hour and a half? 2 hours?
3 hours.
Sometimes, wow, 3 hours.
It's usually 3 hours.
Okay.
I mean, we cover all sorts of topics that, you know, yeah, in the week for the news. I mean, it's a one day a week show. So it's, you know, I mean, it's probably a bit much for, you know, one listen, depending on, you know, what you're doing. But I get a lot of good feedback from it. So it's working out real well.
You sometimes have guests on with you, and you're going to have one tomorrow.
We will. Duke, yep, you should be coming
Hush.
On.
We've had Hush. We've had Duke on Free Talk Live on an occasion.
Apparently there's a super interesting story that he'll probably really, have to tell. Yeah. So you'll have to check it out, listen in. And
I'm interested in hearing this. Like, it's crazy what they've been dealing with over at Hush with trying to have an anonymous cryptocurrency that obviously the government is not going to like.
Oh, yeah.
And trying to, like, get that out there into things like exchanges and this decentralized exchange that they were involved with that's now being just, I don't know what the right word is, taken over by agents.
Is a decentralized exchange?
No. So there's two issues. There's one.
Oh, okay.
Hush was trying to get on an actual centralized exchange, and it was like happening, and then it got scuttled.
Oh, okay.
And that's one story.
Okay.
And the other story is their decentralized exchange that the Komodo people had put together called Atomic Dex.
Uh-huh.
That nobody and I have actually had some experimenting with, and it had some promise.
Yep.
Like, it was a decentralized exchange protocol that is open source. So anybody can, you know, write for it. Yep. Anybody can fork it. And the people behind this have been apparently taken over on the inside by, like, military NSA-type people who are, like, now saying that they have to do know-your-customer anti-money laundering requirements on a decentralized
exchange.
This sounds
like a project we need to fork.
And that's what he's going to talk to you about, I think.
Is super interesting. Yeah. I'm liking this.
See, he's going to fork
them if they can't take a joke.
This is going to be a super, super interesting show tomorrow.
That's what I'm telling you. Yeah.
So you actually know more than I know. And it's funny because I had a few conversations with, like, no, I didn't have conversations with him. He just, like, was posting links about stuff, and I'm like, I don't know what this is, Duke. And so you actually have more.
I'm excited.
Knowledge here.
Because I was excited about the Atomic Dex.
Yep.
And now that's been taken over, and it's done.
See,
it's done.
How would they? The Atomic Dex thing is a technique that's done on the blockchain.
Correct.
How are they going to prevent you from doing those transactions on the blockchain without their permission?
I don't know.
They won't be able to. They're trying to undermine the project, right?
They'll only be able to do it in their own software. Other software would be able to get around it. So
So, I mean, basically, if you can create the transaction, I guess they would have to have the miners reject it. If the miners reject it,
well, I think that what they're going to do, I don't have the details, but you want to talk to Duke about this, but there's somebody who's behind this,
sitting in.
Somebody who's behind this particular project is like a government guy and wants them to be anti-money laundering compliant. And so Duke's like, screw this, we're forking this, so now they're going to have hush decks, so they're going to have their own decentralized exchange, which hopefully will not get corrupted and will actually make it to market and be useful.
Because money laundering legislation is basically a big part of how they stop poor people from making money. You know? Oh, you don't have that much money. Well, we're going to watch you very closely to make sure you don't start a business.
Never get anything. I just want to finish the final thoughts from the Electronic Frontier Foundation about these warrants, the warrants we've been discussing here, the geofence warrants. As they point out, the geofence warrant they consider to be the digital analog to the general warrants issued in England in colonial America. And you actually suggested this earlier in the show tonight, Nobody.
Nobody get time for that. Well, that's one of the reasons the general warrants were issued in the United States, and that's one of the reasons that we have a Fourth Amendment. The Ten Amendments are all reactions, including the Third Amendment, quartering of soldiers, they're all a reaction to things that happened to the colonists.
Correct. So they liken that to the general warrants, which authorized the goons to search anywhere they wanted, and simply on the chance that they might find something. The chief problem with searches like this is they leave too much of the search in the discretion of the officer and can too easily result in general exploratory searches that unreasonably interfere with a person's right to privacy. The Fourth Amendment's particularity and probable cause requirements, as well as the requirement of judicial oversight, were designed to prevent this. But yet these are happening all over the place.
Yeah, it's a fishing expedition.
Reverse location searches are the antithesis of how our criminal justice system is supposed to work. As with other technologies that purport to pull a suspect out of thin air, like facial recognition, predictive policing, and genetic genealogy searches, there's just too high a risk that they'll implicate an innocent person, shifting the burden of proving guilt from the government to the individual, who now has to prove their innocence. We think these searches are unconstitutional, even with a warrant. The defendant's motion to quash the geofence warrant and motion to suppress will be heard in San Francisco Superior Court in August. So hopefully we can get an update on this case.
What was the we for? Did you say that was a board of judges or just one judge? Were they using the royal we?
The we is the EFF.
Oh, okay, the EFF.
This is the Electronic Frontier. Gotcha. This is not an opinion of a court.
I see. That's what I missed.
Yeah. So the case in this particular case, let's see, where was it? People versus Dawes. This is a San Francisco-based case. We'll see if there's any updates. Courts haven't really been very useful in the recent months, so I don't know if that hearing actually happened. There's a chance that the hearing from August 25th was postponed. You know what I mean?
It
hasn't even happened yet. So if there's an update on this, hopefully you will let us know. I'm not seeing anything in the news about this. So anyway, 855-450 free, that's our toll-free number. And you know, we got actually a little bit of interesting news from Halloween, right? Like Halloween, it's going to be pretty lame out there. There's been some pretty ridiculous stories about how to safely dispense candy to kids walking around, you know, neighborhoods in the towns that are actually allowing trick-or-treating. They're going overboard
so
with the safety precautions.
I can't put razor blades in the apples anymore?
No, you can't do that. But there's a little bit of kind of good news. Like, there's still some creative people out there doing some cool stuff. Did you guys see this Halloween crime scene where somebody's got some pretty gruesome looking photographs? Like, these photographs are gruesome. It's a gruesome scene with just blood everywhere on somebody's front porch and headless, decapitated bodies and things like that. Apparently, the police have been called multiple times on this particular house because it's so gory, the scene, according to the Dallas Observer.
Of course, that goes the other way sometimes. Every once in a while, there's a corpse that gets left sitting out for a couple of weeks around Halloween because everybody thinks it's a decoration.
Right, that's true. That has happened.
That really happens.
Local artist Stephen Novak finds himself and his East Dallas neighbors as the Dallas Police Department will attest is a horrifying situation. He says, I've always been up to hijinks like flying ghosts or 7-foot-tall snow sculptures of myself. So if I was going to do Halloween, it was obvious that it should be hyper-real, he said. No lights, fog, machine, or camp. Something that would really freak people out walking by in the dark. So I whipped up some dummies and slung 20 gallons of blood all over. His home holds a horror show. In his yard, one dummy lies with his head pulverized, another with a scale where his or her head used to be, and a few more lie in bloodied trash bags fallen off a wheelbarrow. All the while, in the window of the house, a zombie horde attempts to break out. He says, I'm most proud of the wheelbarrow tipped over by the street full of hefty bags, looking like a failed attempt to dispose of dismembered bodies in the middle of the night. He said a kid walked by and asked me what happened to them. I said they ate too many Skittles. He says that people have been calling the police on him, according to the story. Neighbors told me cop cars were in front
He's
of my
lucky
house.
He hasn't been killed.
Right? Right. He says neighbors told me cop cars were in front of my house a lot during the day. I was only home twice to actually meet with them. They told me they thought it was cool and that they were only there because they were required to reply to complaints from the sergeant. They were in formation at the door, and when I opened it, they asked me if it was all mine. I asked, do you mean the blood and the bodies? Yeah, that's me. he said.
That's not a good response.
Not a good plan. Don't talk to the cops.
They'll try you, even though there's no dead body.
Right. So, anyway, it's nice to see somebody doing something gory and, you know, taking it, having a little bit of fun with Halloween. We'll get to the lame-o stories for you tomorrow night. And, boy, is Halloween going to be super lame in some places. I just can't even tell you how bad it's going to be. We'll get to it tomorrow. Meantime, join us for Nobody Tells the Truth. He's up in about a half an hour on our DLive channel at dlive.lrn.fm or twitch.lrn.fm.
Yeehaw!
Stay tuned. Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas. GCN, you got to turn that up, man. I can't.
Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight and increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.